welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Go right into a chitty chat.
No, it started recording already.
Ha ha ha! So, Chris, this one is literally, we just talk.
All right.
Half hour, 45 minutes, not entirely sure. Just talk about whatever, what's been going on, have a good time.
Really, not a lot's going on. But having things open in a first step kind of way, I was able to walk into my comic shop for the first time in a couple of months yesterday. And that was a good feeling. And other people were there too. And it was just like, okay, like we can kind of return to normal and like get hit in the face with that comic shop smell, you know? And it's just like, all right, I can just browse for a minute and not feel weird. You know, I'm back home kind of thing.
Damn it, Ron. Every time.
Hey, it wouldn't be a chitty chat if I didn't.
You're not wrong. Ours here opened up. I think
that was
last
close. Kicked the charger and I'm at 2%, but I just plugged it back in, so I should be good.
Thanks. Look, I don't want to happen what happened with Cam, okay? Don't want to lose recording again. Ours should be, I think ours opened up last week. I haven't been back yet. I'm going to give it probably until next month, just to be safe. I don't know. My comic shop that I go to, it's moved around. The store has moved around inside a lot, and I'm not liking the new layout yet. I got to get used to that. Clem's, well, Summit.
If you say Clem's, I understand still.
I know, yeah.
I still call it Clem's.
There was, so this comic shop, it's called Summit Comics and Games, I think, or Games and Comics. Not entirely sure. It's been around since, 90. I was going to it in 95 or 96 when I was like 13. In a totally different mall. It was called Clem's back then. And so anybody like my age, Ron, myself, a bunch of other friends, I'll say Clem's, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So the fact they changed, I hate the fact that they changed their name, but it's business-wise, it's something different. I don't know. Huh. It's not a bad store, although I've had a few friends that have worked there that have since been fired or quit because of the way that those ran. And
something you would like to share with the rest of us?
Would you like to share with the class?
Money laundering situation?
Well, no. Okay, so the one I can't really talk about because
that's still under legal investigation.
Well, gotcha. Maybe. The other one.
Oh, I mean.
The other one, Brittany, who is friend of the show, friend of ours, she was on.
Oh, actually, there?
Yeah, Brittany used to work there. That's how I met her.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
She ran in. I'm not going to say she was overworked, but the management was giving her more jobs than she should have had to have done. And when she kind of confronted them, they blew up at her and she's like, fuck you, I'm done.
Hey,
like, this is a part-time job.
I mean, that's what you have to do though anymore. You have to stand up to people.
Yeah.
And they'll just run you to the ground.
Yeah. And I mean, it was one of those things. This is also a store where they had their back issue lot was nothing but like dollar comics or dollar or $2 comics. Now they've upped the price to be like $4 for their back issues, which upsets me. It's the one that I was telling you about that I wrote in on the show where they had the Walking Dead issues. They sold at cover price the first day and then the next day jumped it up to $11.
Yeah, that's
yeah, it's man. Now, I get the ones who pre-ordered it, they sold at, you know, the cover price, because that's what everybody was alluded to. But the minute that they could sell it at a higher price, they did. And that bugged the piss out of me. I know there was some other, I think I mentioned something about a couple of the Batman books that they limited how many you could buy.
Yeah.
And I've seen that on, maybe not on eBay, but I've seen them before turn around and sell them for a higher price. So
yeah,
you got to do what you got to do. I get it, but at least give the local or loyal guys a chance to get the stuff. Is that supposed to be me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thanks, bud.
No problem.
I might have to use that next time.
I'm with you, though. Like, they got to, like, it's weird. I know business is weird, but, like, that seems like, I don't know. That just seems a little
shady, sneaky. But at the same time, like, I get if you're gonna make, because if you're not making money, if you're only barely making money on pre-orders, I get you gotta make you some money somehow. But that just seems like over the top, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I don't, you know, I have one. There's one comic shop here, and there's a Second and Charles. You guys know what a Second and Charles is. It's like a Books a Million offshoot. And they've got thousands upon thousands of used comics. They get new comics too, but it's not like a consistent. I mean,
the closest thing we have would be a Half Price Books.
Okay. Yeah. But they, like, surprisingly, and I guess because it's part of a corporation or something, but like I could walk out of there with like a dollar or less per comic with just some real good shit. Mm-hmm. And the trades are super cheap. Again, it's like they have new stuff too, but like it's like they're just trying to like get it in and out pretty much. So it'll be new prices on brand new books for a little while. Then they get marked down and thrown into the long boxes with the rest of them. And it's just, it's crazy. I support my local shop where my pool list and stuff is, but sometimes like I just got to go there and just dig around, and you know, generally I can go there and complete some runs or whatever, or start putting the pieces together on a couple of different series that like I'm trying to finish up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm like, I guess they have the benefit of being this corporation. Whereas like if you're a local comic shop, you kind of, I guess, can get put in these positions where you have to pull some weird punches to try to make things balance. But at the same time, I feel like if you're doing something like that, like shooting up the price of something, does that deter people? And do they have another place to go to get it? Or does that send them to the internet? You know what I mean?
Well, then they shoot it up, I think, one, to discourage scalpers. Like they're trying to stop the people from doing the same thing, just buying it cheap, turning around, selling it for triple the price. But at the same time, like per example, I lucked out on Batman Damned. Like I bought the first issue the day it came out, not knowing, like I had no idea what the big hubbub was about. I remember reading the 6-issue preview in like the back issues of comics back in the month or two before it came out. And I'm at the comic shop. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'll buy this one. Bought it for cover price. Yeah. And then later on that day, I read an article, I think by Newsarama, saying, oh, Batman shows his dick and blah, blah. And now everybody's out to buy that book.
And Joey's like, wait, what?
I did actually look it up just to see. And it's the outline of his penis.
I remember like thinking like, because it's a little bit blurry now, but I feel like I was kind of the same way. Like I remember getting the book and I actually had pre-ordered a couple of copies because was that the first Black Label like magazine sized release? Because I know they kind of like went in and were like, oh, we're re-releasing this thing that's already come out. I think Batman Dan was the first like
magazine
format. And I remember reading about that. I got really excited. I was like, dude, that's awesome. Like that's my bad. I love like mostly horror comics and stuff that do that. They're used to do that. But I'm like, seriously, they're going to do a mature line of comics and like do the, so I ordered pre-ordered a couple, and same paid retail. And that's when everything blew up. Like this whole, they just ran with like, never mind what we were talking about before, where it's like, you know, you grow up seeing just these ridiculous illustrations of like female anatomy and male too, like the crazy muscles and like Rob Liefeld style, you know, whatever the hell goes on sometimes. It's a great artist in his own right, but I'm just, there's sometimes it's just like a little bit insane. like, you know, but all of a sudden it's not even a sexual thing. It's just like, he's literally stripping down to get like scanned by his computer system. And it's like the internet went nuts with like Batman's dick or all the different like Bruce Wang and whatever, you know, it was just like,
well, and that, oh, like boy. It hurt because, like, what happened? Because it flew off the shelves, which is good because normally when something like that goes off the shelves that quickly, it means that it was a hot seller. They're going to reprint it and everything's going to be great. But then it was ending up online for $70 for a $7 book. It's like, why the fuck is it this big? Why does people think that this Batman penis is worth that much? Now, it's worth that much because they didn't
reprint. Bruce Wayne's a millionaire.
Well, there's that.
Hey.
But no, they didn't reprint it. Like, it just.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're not going to do this. And then that even threw in the question Black Label in general, which really pissed me
off.
That's
right, yeah.
Black Label is such a great freaking label, man. Like the White Knight, the Curse of the White Knight, the Batman. Like I actually ended up finally reading Batman Damned, and it was an amazing story.
Like it's a hard story to even really. I don't even know that I fully understand everything that happened there, but like. Reading it a few times and then finally covering it with Jordan, it was kind of like, I think I know what's going on here. There is a great interview, very, I don't really give a fuck type of interview with Lee Bermejo on Bat Force Radio or the Bat Force. I don't know what they call it now. And he tells everything that happened with that book, with all the delays. And he was told, because the sales were great for Batman Damned number one, and so he's at a convention or a meeting or something like that. And he's like, hey, like sales are awesome. Like when do we get to do a reprint? And whoever, he didn't name names, but whoever he said that to at DC was like, don't get greedy. They reprint the worst selling issues of DC. How many Brian Bendis, sorry, no offense to anybody.
No, I hate like, Bendis.
Some bad comics that come out. And not even just bad, some just decent comics, but they're not selling well, that get a second, third, fourth pressing. And it's just like, you guys are freaking out. And they like came out of the gates with like all these comments from even like Jim Lee and Dan DiDio and Sarnoff, or I don't know if it went that high, but like at AT&T, they were like, we didn't realize that this is the kind of stuff they're putting out. You guys release a new edition of Watchmen every fucking day. Like with nothing new about it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why?
Oh, but that's the 80s. That's a different time. It's fine. This is 2019.
It's Batman. He's held to different ideals. Okay. Well, you reprint the Dark Knight Returns and Red Rain or whatever too. Yeah. It's just like they just were in a scuffle and didn't know how to react. And to an sort of an immature fun, but immature reaction happening on the internet.
Yeah, they reacted the wrong way. That's the problem.
Yeah. They should have capitalized on that.
Speaking of which, I know we're doing some more comic book talk here. Did you by chance, and this could be a question for both of you. Well, yeah. So DC put out the new solicits and they put out some what's coming up. We're getting two titles that are going to be finishing digitally. What's your thoughts on that? Like, you've got this, one of them is Supergirl, and then the other one is the Terrifics.
I didn't know that was even still coming out. My apologies. I didn't
either. But like the last three issues of Terrifics apparently is going to be digital only. And I think like the last issue or two is just Supergirl only. That personally, I think it's a shitty idea. especially like I've been. Well, you digital. Do hate digital, yes. I will get you a tablet. You'll be fine.
No, no, no. You don't understand. Like, I want to hold a comic book in my hand. I want to flip the page. I want to go back all the way to the beginning by taking my thumb, putting it where I'm at, and just going like this. I don't want to have to be like, oh, fuck.
See, and I've got both. Obviously, I've got my library back here.
Yeah.
I've got my tons of comics over there.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I got
that's incredible, man. You got a library.
I do.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I do read them digitally, though, because I can read them at work and not be scared of getting like grease on them or something for if I read them digitally. But like I collect the Supergirl ones randomly. Like I'll get them through like Half Price Books or at like conventions for cheap, and I'll get those issues for like a buck a piece. Now I'm not going to be able to complete that series because one of the issues is going to be digital, and they're never going to print that. They're going to reprint it in the trade which I'll get, obviously. But
it's not the same thing as having the
exactly. Singles. Like I think that's kind of a shitty move on DC's part, or really on the company's part. I don't know. I know it's a small thing. But everything I've been seeing is people have been pissed off about it. Like, I know, especially for the Terrifics, the few people that are still buying that, even though it was been bad for some time, they're like, well, thanks, DC, for fucking me. Like, I guess you just don't care about the readers. But
that's a weird move. That's a really weird move that, like, you could defend it and be like, well, you know, it's been crazy for everybody. Everybody's losing money, but, like... Well,
sure,
but at the same time, I'm like, but you're still really. It's like it just give it. You're delaying things at the same time. Things that are done and ready to be released, you're pushing back to June, July.
Yeah,
fine, but like now you have room for these two books that you know what I mean. It's just like
They're ending anyway. Like they're only going to have a couple issues left. Why not just release them in print? If obviously they're ending because they're not selling well. Right. So,
right.
What's
the harm? Even if it's a limited release.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then like, I know, what was it? There was Batman Incorporated, the first Batman Inc. Volume. I think they had planned for 10 issues or 12 issues, but only released like eight or nine. And then the last issues they put in one giant like compilation. And like I got that, like it was a two or three issues in one thing, and that's how they ended the first volume. Like do something like that, just do a giant compilation of like Walking Dead style. That was three issues in one thing. It was like it was 90 pages long. It was a damn good read too. But I don't.
Was that the issue that was like the surprise? This is the last issue.
Yep.
Okay.
It was because they even had it solicited. Like I think it was like 179 was the last issue, and they had like 180 and 181 also solicited. And then Kirkman's just like, "Well, no, this is where I'm ending the story. This feels right." Bam! Here you go.
That's awesome. I thought that story was really cool about that thing of like, this is it.
Yeah, but that's also Kirkman. Like, you don't care.
Yeah. Oblivion Song is another. I don't know if y'all are reading that, but his other book through.
I've read the first volume, maybe the first two. I haven't picked up after that. I want to keep going.
It's a good one. It's a good one. And I think they've already optioned it for a show, which I remember watching, like reading through the first volume or two. And like, I was getting them as they come out. And I'm like,
it's heavy.
They've got to make something, a show. Yeah. Or you can't do a movie. I don't think it's too, I don't know. You never know. People are smart. But like,
I mean, we're getting shows for a lot of weird things nowadays. I can see a Oblivion Song show.
Just that whole blipping between the two
mm-hmm.
dimensions or whatever is such a cool thing to just hit the button and boom. And the way they use it in some of the action scenes is just like, dude, I can't imagine this done well on screen would be incredible. But yeah. So now I'm scared the next issue of that will just randomly be the last one.
So. Well, like he also, did you ever read Die, Die, Die?
No, I didn't. I've seen the trades for it. But
yeah, that's one. Another one he surprised shops, or really just stores, with like, all right, here's my new comic, and he just, here you go, and just didn't say anything about it, just put it out there. I read the first volume, which is like 7 or 8 issues. Really weird. It's about this family, these twin assassin, or this assassin siblings, because there's like 4 of them, like or 5 of them, all like identical twin, triplets, whatever they're called. And they all become assassins, and one of them becomes like a government agent. One is an actual assassin. One like is off in the middle of nowhere doing whatever. Another one joins like MIB or something. I don't remember. Not MIB, MI6.
I'm like, that's a cool twist.
Kill the aliens. Cool.
But like that was, I don't want to say too much about it because it actually is a pretty decent read. But then it stopped. Like, it did the 7 issues and it was done. But apparently it just took like a year break because the just before all the stores shut down, like the next issue, 9th issue 9 came out. And I'm just like, wait, what? There's more? So Kirkman just does what he wants because,
yeah.
I mean, hell, yeah. he gave Image, was it Image? Yeah, Image, Walking Dead. And yeah. Invincible. So, yeah. Like, 2 major hits and Invincible. Oh man, that's a great series. That one,
I haven't read the whole thing.
Oh, the ending is another beautiful ending. So I'll say that.
Oh man.
Well, we're going to cover at some point in time. That's also the bad thing about the show is there's so much to cover. Obviously. I just don't know where to start.
How do you do it? You know what I mean? Like, where do you, I don't know. Where's the time? Where's the time?
Sundays.
Currently he's had plenty of time because he's been home.
I go back to work tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
For the first time in how many months?
About 2.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I go back tomorrow for the first time in 3 days.
Have you, you been working, or you work from home, or?
I worked for a CPA up until about 2 years ago. My wife is a realtor, and she got on with a really good partner of hers. And I love my boss, hate my job kind of situation, to the extent of like mental and physical deterioration. Deteriorating, whatever. The word I'm looking for, I can't say.
Words are hard. But like, that's the premise of the show. Yeah. Words are hard.
and it was one of those things where my wife was like, quit. You got to quit the job. So to put in my few months notice before tax season was going to be ending. And she was like, I need you to do is like, I can work and pay the bills. I need you to keep our fucking house in order and raise our son and get him to school. So basically she like was like, please just be stay at home dad. I'm like, holy shit. Okay. You got a deal. But I do actually, I still like kind of work because he's a family friend that was a CPA. So I still kind of work for him. And, one of my best friend actually just got a job working there. And so they were like, do you want to come train him? And there's things like that they'll still hire me to do.
Basically freelance, you know, kind of.
Yeah. And so it's like, come train this person to do this thing, or like, hey, we're purging this year through whatever year of like backlogged files. Like, come, you know, can you come, you know, what these files look like and what they're supposed to be that are being thrown away. Do that. Like, okay, cool. Sounds good. So, that's what I do, but basically I'm a gainfully unemployed, I guess, as you could say. So, I'm a dad full time, especially since school hasn't been happening and apparently will never happen again. So,
not never. Yeah. I mean, we might go back next fall. Might.
I hope they do.
The school of life.
That's Charlie's senior year next year.
Yeah. All this, like, So I've been taking my dog Gary for a walk and in our neighborhood, and I see all the signs of like don't read, never forget, or not never forget, but like the school graduation 2020 year, like,
yeah,
we won't forget you, or we're you're not forgotten, or whatever the hell hashtag.
Well, and then there's that whole thing on Facebook where it was like, tag pictures of yourself and your during your commencement ceremonies and shit when for the class of 2020. And I'm like, that is the biggest dick move ever. Hey, check out what you guys couldn't do.
How are they handling that? Well, they just graduated and that's it. Like, yeah, I've
seen a couple different things. Because everything got moved to my daughter and my girlfriend's daughter. They've been doing finishing up their school online through whatever app they used or whatever.
So this coming week, I think, is the boys' last week.
Yeah, I think this is supposed to be Bella's last week too. This past week was Cassie's. They go to different schools. My daughter goes to a school. She lives with her mom. Well, she's actually been with her mom this whole quarantine. I've called her every once in a while because we didn't want to cross-contaminate. Just be safe.
Sure, yeah.
So but they're about a half hour away, close to. So she goes to a school in a different town. And then my girlfriend's daughter goes to school like right around the block. But she's also in middle school. Middle school. My daughter's in junior high.
That's the same thing.
Middle school and junior high?
Yeah.
Is it?
There's grade high school. You're thinking of elementary school.
There we go.
Cassie is in elementary school.
Look, words are hard, okay? I can't think of it.
It's an everyday battle. It's
every anymore. Sentence
battle again that I lose.
Don't worry. That's why I'm here to help you. I know all the big boy words.
Look, I haven't been doing anything productive in the last 2 months, okay? Other than this podcast.
Hey, actually, you could have been reading this whole time and broadening your intellectual horizon.
There was actually some of the books that I got from the Comic-Con. I've been wanting to read those. Had plenty of time, didn't do it.
No, he stared at him for a little bit, and then he was like, what's on TV?
Actually. Well, to be fair, the last 2 weeks, I've been working through the DC animated universe. I actually just finished up Wonder Woman Bloodlines today in preparation for Darkseid, Justice League Dark Apocalypse War on Tuesday. Yeah. Have you watched that yet?
Yeah.
Okay, don't tell me anything about it because I'm not watching it digitally. I'm going to buy the DVD or Blu-ray.
Somebody dies.
Yeah, that's probably the way to put it. I'm curious to see what you think. I loved it.
I know Scott from Squadcast Media. I can't remember the actual show.
They just changed it to DC Films Squadcast. Yeah,
I know he did the Scott Shots, which I just became a patron. Couple days ago, so I'm gonna actually listen to those at some point. No problem, you guys deserve it. I should have been a patron like a year ago.
That's what he's done with his entire $1,200 check he got from the government there. Stimulus check. He's like, all right, let's see what kind of.
Oh, you finally bought into the $1,200 tier of this Squadcast Media Patreon.
The microphone, I want all your shirts,
Mr. Squad.
I want all your microphones, all your shirts. I want all your rooms.
A car.
I know Scott did that, so I want to check those out. But also Eric from Legendary Bearded Geek. I've been talking to him a lot lately. He's awesome.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. I've helped him out. He said you guys have helped him out a lot. He kind of gave me the idea of recording an episode for it. So I wasn't going to, but I think I'm going to now. I'm going to get Ron, going to let him borrow all the DVDs so he can watch them. And then we'll.
And then a month from now, we'll.
Well, hopefully it's not that long. But I know you don't have as much time as I did, so.
And I actually didn't even watch all the. I haven't seen all the animated movies.
There was a few I hadn't watched, so rewatching them all was pretty awesome.
I like. There was obviously things that like I probably should have, I would have known and had better connections with had I watched them all. It was still done in a really good way of like, you know, if you're okay with just being like, okay, so clearly something happened and this person is here or wherever in the story, they do a pretty good job of like just letting you kind of sit into this movie, but they did a really great job as well of starting the movie off and you're pedal to the metal, like going till the end of the movie. And I'm like, this feels like something different than the other animated movies. It feels like a bigger deal it's cool.
Did they keep it hour and a half or is it closer to two?
You know, I honestly don't remember it.
No, that's fine.
It doesn't feel too short or anything like that. It feels good. Whatever runtime it is perfect because I feel like it, at least personally.
What's it called?
Yeah.
Justice League
Dark Apocalypse War.
Yep, it comes out Tuesday.
That's awesome. Yeah, I got to go pick that up. They do a good job of, again, pacing is a big thing for me. And they I'm like, I don't know how long this movie was, but I had a great time.
Well, so. I just didn't know because.
2 hours and 3 minutes.
Okay, I figured.
Nice. Oh, no, wait, never mind. Hold on a second. That might not be right. Hold on.
With it being the culmination of the whole universe, I figured it was going to be closer to 2 hours.
Hour and 40 minutes. Sorry,
153. Okay. Still not bad, though.
That's good, yeah. It feels good. They didn't really waste a lot of time.
They had, well, good. Yeah, so I think the longest they had was either Suicide Squad or one of the, like the Reign of the Superman, which I was lucky. When Reign of Superman came out, the Regal here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, they did a back-to-back showing of Death of Superman and Reign. And nice. So I went and watched both those in theaters, which was amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Fort Wayne. I'm like, I know I've played in bands that I was in. I know that we played there several times. I'm trying to think of what the venues would have been.
Probably Pierre's.
Let's see.
Speaking of which, why don't you talk about your band? I know you've played a band. You mentioned it numerous times on DC Squadcast, and I think I saw either on Twitter or Instagram that you just had a song release or an album release?
I have been in band since I was like 13 and like started touring when I was 15, like on the weekends. And that all kind of led to serendipitously meeting my wife and then joining her band. Cause their bass player left, right before they were about to leave for Vans Warped Tour. Okay. And they were like, hey, I know you're in this other band, but do you want to come play bass? And that turned into instead of for that, you know, month or whatever to forever. And so, yeah, we, released a four song EP. The band is called Hydrogen Child. And I don't know how to say the name of the EP because I didn't come up with it. And our guitar player's an interesting fella, and he named it.
Is it Kyle? Does it spell Kyle like Elon Musk kid?
Close. His name is Clyde, and he's just a one of a kind of guy. I love him to death. I think it's pronounced Malahaya. Hoya, I don't know. He says Hoya, but it's spelled H-A-Y-A. Don't know what any of it means. pretty much, might as well. So we put out some songs that are actually old songs that were never released. Some of them were like, we would play them live and whatnot. But we were like, let's just put something out, like, you know, we people that like our band haven't really gotten anything in a long time, and we haven't really been active. We didn't like break up. It was just kind of like 3 years ago and 3 years and some change when we were going to have our child. We were like, well, we should probably stop playing shows in smoky bars. You're 7 months pregnant.
wait, and, you're saying adulting happened? Man.
We were like, we should stop this. We'll get back to it. No, we never really did. But anyway, yeah, so we did put that out. And then, you know, for whatever it is, who knows what it'll end up doing. But I don't, you know, I think everyone's interests kind of change in that when you stop doing something that you've hammered at and you get out of that groove. It's like, I don't really want to go back to playing music. So, yeah. No, I'm done, I guess. Comics is my new thing. That was, you know.
No, that's awesome.
While I was still in the band, but it shifted completely to that, you know.
Yeah, like, no, that's great. Let's see, what else? I think that's probably pretty good.
I think you were right at Pierre's Entertainment Center.
Yeah, Pierre's tends to be the hotspot for our local, for this, like the smaller venues. I'm trying to think of where else they would go.
I'm trying to find a picture. We were on tour with that band Puddle of Mud.
yeah, Pierre like, sounds like they might have, that's where they might have been.
Yeah, it was just like a.
Did you have a problem walking across the floor without your shoes sticking to it?
Oh, that's everywhere. Every venue.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's like,
Now, Pierce, they've got a, like, I haven't been there in, God, I can't remember the last time I went there.
Well, they closed down for the longest time.
Yeah, but they remodeled. It was before that. And they have a really good setup, really good stage, really good, you know, system. But then it's also, the big thing is that they've got, what, 5 other rooms attached to it. They've got like a gaming room in one area, like a hip hop over here, rap over here, karaoke over here, and like the main stage. It's a good place when I was in my 20s.
Well, except for all the shootings.
Well, there's that.
Oh, no.
It's a bad part of town. Yeah.
Oh, God, dude, I remember this place. Sorry, it's all coming back to me. Oh, yeah, dude, that is weird. Okay.
Oh, that's cool, though.
That was actually a fantastic show. We learned a new tactic for selling CDs and merch in general. But like one of the other bands called, it was the band called Rev Theory. That was one of the other openers that was like the one right after us. So they would just go after their show. They had a crew that would take down their equipment. We didn't have that luxury, so we'd have to just like speed load out our stuff, and then they would just take their boxes of CDs and walk out into the crowd. And so like the crowd is like into it because it's like, hey, that's the band that was just playing. And so they're literally just like just cash flowing, and we're like, we got to do that. And it worked. That was the first night we did that. We'd start just like just running out there with the boxes, and like, I don't know, sometimes you're like, I don't even know if they realize that we just played. And But it's just everyone crammed together, mm-hmm. and like just taking CDs and handing you $5 or $10. And it's just like, it completely changed the game on selling merch and making money and being able to afford a hotel room after the show.
Yes.
I was in Fort Wayne at Pierre's, man. That's crazy. Wow.
Fort Wayne has got some, well, Indiana, I should say, has got some good stuff. Indy is, Mass Ave, I think is what it's called. It's just literally just Massachusetts Avenue down somewhere on like, I think the southwest side of Indianapolis. And it's just a strip of, it's near the college. Near one of the colleges. And it's just a strip of like all the good eateries, all the good, shops. It's a really, really nice place. My girlfriend and I went down there couple years back and just walked the whole street, which is a good like 2 miles up and down. Fort Wayne is becoming that. We're getting a lot of good local like hole in the wall restaurants popping up downtown, and it's expanding. We just got a new park opened up last year, the year before, and it's I still haven't been there. I've driven by a couple times. Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
Well, it's not bad. They've got ping pong tables, like concrete ping pong tables, some foosball tables. They got like the decks where you can look out over the, shitty river, but still,
yeah, it's okay.
You know, it's it's pretty cool, and it's got a nice running trail through it and stuff. And there's like a little park for the kids and shit. And
yeah, it's Fort Wayne is growing, which is nice, but. Yeah, it's our town. What can you do?
That's cool. Yeah. I don't know. Like, we never really got a chance to really, like, walk around the places that we would go to. We'd be, like, driving all night or whatever, or all day, you know, give or take the day.
Yeah, then when you're done, just like, I'm dead.
Yeah. And so I hate that. That's the part that, like, really sucks is not getting to, like, explore most of the places that we would go to. But that, like, is crazy that was where you guys live and led to me rediscovering that memory of that's how we changed our sales tactic. That is wild, man.
That's cool.
It looked like when I was looking it up just a second ago, it said closed permanently, which is a shame, but
it's possible. It's beer. Who knows? Yeah. That area just, it changes too much.
Yeah.
And it might be still closed, like, except for, you know, when they have it open for shows and stuff.
Yeah,
because like it's a club, and when they don't have somebody playing on the main stage, they just have music and, you know, like people going back and forth through there and then the other things. And I know that for a long time there they had the whole place closed down, and then I thought they started doing shows there again, but they've also got the Clive now, so the Pierre's might not necessarily be.
The Clive is a better. I remember going to an actual movie there long ass time ago.
Well, I would say when we were kids.
Yeah, it's this place. It's an old movie theater that they gutted and reopened as an actual. Is it like venue. More of a vet? Yeah. Huh. So
it's set up like basically it's got a stage. I mean it's a smaller venue than what Pierre's had, but it's interesting.
Yeah, the Clyde. It's amazing. So yeah, if you by chance happen to come back up to Fort Wayne, you may have to let us know and we'll come support you.
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah, that'd be awesome.
I don't know that touring is ever gonna happen again.
Which is fair.
We got
having a child kind of stops that.
Yeah. We got too comfortable. I think we're like, you know what? We're okay.
That's fair.
But you never know. Life takes some weird turns. Mm-hmm. So you never know.
All right. Chris, thanks for coming on this Chitty Chats. Go ahead. If you want to go ahead and pip out your podcast. I know you did on the main episodes that will be coming out later, but just go ahead and tell everybody where they can find
you. We like to have you pip out your podcast as much as you can.
Yes, exactly.
Sure. Thanks. Thanks for having me on, man. That's awesome. You can find me. I actually forgot to say my personal Twitter on the other one's totally fine though. It's just RevRim, RevRim, on Twitter. DC Comics Squadcast that I do with my buddy Jordan is DC Squadcast on Twitter. And then I've got Horror Comics Podcast that I do by myself and then with guests from time to time. And that's Horror Comics Pod on Twitter. And that one doesn't have an Instagram or anything like that. So, yeah, any of that, check it out. And appreciate you letting me pimp those out, as you say.
Of course. Hey, we just... Thanks for coming on. I know Jordan is actually, we're going to be recording with him in a couple weeks, and we're going to be doing the same thing, record a main episode and then record the Chitty Chats. So
cool, man.
That's going to be a long episode. Oh, I got to get a time for him. We should probably figure that out.
Do what?
A time to know would be great.
Yeah. I need to tell him that. I need to tell you that. I need to figure that out myself. Uh-huh. We'll get there.
So many things. Here,
look, I've been busy the last 2 months, okay? Doing nothing. All right. Let's go ahead and let's get out of here. Bye.
Bye.
Later.